On St. John's University Week, learning and practicing for new teachers can be at odds with each other. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Ness, professor in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction at St. John's University, determines what this can teach us for future generations of educators.
The manner in which student teachers learn academic content at the university level and how they practice that content is often contradictory. Education students are often introduced progressive philosophies of learning, such as constructivism, that support higher-order thinking but frequently refrain from applying them in the classroom. My research looks at approaches used by student teachers in a full-year clinically rich program, which includes a full-time resident faculty member's on-site participation, and where residents' initial teaching approaches are considered with respect to a play-procedure continuum. Data collected were based on biweekly field notes and weekly critical self-reflections. Naturalistic observation was employed. Data from field notes and observations, as well as critical self-reflections, were based on the field experiences of three full-year student teachers. Residents were conflicted about their roles as future teachers in how to approach STEM subjects in schools and what they learned in STEM methods classes. Also identified during the investigation was a powerful and invisible boundary, the school STEM curriculum. While overlap exists between school curriculum and methods curriculum, the former is institutionalized in such a way whereby boundaries are formed in dyads. Curriculum and teacher, curriculum and student, curriculum and school administrator, and even curriculum and university faculty member. The development of boundaries in the university school context is indicative of social norms that influence the school-resident relationship. The play procedure continuum in the teaching and learning of mathematics is proposed. The play procedure continuum provides an overall gauge that provides indicators of an individual's mathematical teaching approach, one that in many ways affects the extent to which students learn mathematics.
That was Daniel Ness of St. John's University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.